Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again, in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight, as always, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering God's Word very shortly. Again, you will need your Bible, a pen, and some paper, so that you can write down these scriptures and follow along as we go through God's Word. We always open up with prayer, and I'm asking once again that all listeners, would you please take time out to pray with me once again on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your name for who you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You cannot lie, you cannot fail, you cannot change. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, once again, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful on tonight for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son, Jesus Christ, for the shedding of his precious blood, that we can be redeemed and we can be restored back to you. For those that are saved in his name, that when we do sin and we ask for forgiveness, we can be restored back to you and we can be put back on the right track so that we you give you fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would move by your Spirit on tonight over the airwaves as your word goes forth. Should there be any listener on tonight that has tuned in, please, Heavenly Father, if they are not saved, it's our hope and desire and prayer that something will be said on tonight that will touch their hearts, that they will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, and confess their sins and ask for forgiveness of their sins. And they would ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, so that they too will come to know their God purpose and be able to fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace on tonight. We ask that you move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. Touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We pray now, Lord, and continue to lift up all pastors and shepherds, everyone that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that are standing on your word and preaching and teaching your word. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, and those that are in the earth, Heavenly Father, that are truly being doers of your word as they teach your word, as they being examples of your word, as they are living your word, Heavenly Father, as they teach your word. Continue to bless each one of them and the works of their hands. Continue to bless their families and the ministry that you have placed them over, that you will be glorified through each one of them, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless every listener all over the land. You know who they are and where they are, and you know what they stand in need of. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying once again, and I'm sure that for those of you that are saved in Jesus' name, that are in the Word of God, I'm sure that you have heard this many, many times, that sometimes we need to be reminded. So that's why we are reminding you and myself, even in myself on tonight, the scripture food for thought, which says unto us, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, you can put your name there. I'm going to put my name there. I, James Frank Brown Jr., I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. There are a few procedures that you need to go through in order to get to the point where you click on follow. I'm asking if you would please take the time out and go through those procedures and click on follow. I would love for you to be a follower of this ministry, not only a listener, but become a follower as well. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And for those of you that might want to write down this show's phone number, show's dial-in number, if you still have your pens available, the area code is 914-219-0875. Once again, the show dial-in number is 914-219-0875. And the reason why I'm giving out this phone number is because this is a new dial-in number for this show. And eventually, sooner or later, I'm going to be opening up the phone lines again to the listeners so that you can share praise reports and testimonies, because God gives his glory through our testimonies, that and others can be blessed and healed and strengthened through our testimony. So very soon, we will be opening up the phone lines for the listeners to call in and share testimonies and that will give God glory and it will be a blessing to the listeners. Once again, the dial-in number for this show, this is the new dial-in number, area code 914-219-0875. Well, again, I will be bringing forth the Word of God very shortly. Tonight's message title is Don't Underestimate Yourself. Once again, tonight's message title is Don't Underestimate Yourself. The subtitle, You Are Who God Say You Are. I'm going to repeat that again because some people that maybe just not tuning in did not catch that, and we need to be reminded. And myself as well, sometimes we can get so burdened down and we get so loaded down with the cares of this world, and we can forget about who we are in Christ Jesus. So this word is for all of us on tonight. Don't underestimate yourself. Again, subtitle, You Are Who God Say You Are. And that's coming from 1 Samuel. That's the main scripture for tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible on tonight. You may be reading from a different Bible, and you may read differently. But what it says to us on tonight in the King James Version of the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17, it says unto you and I on tonight, And Samuel said, When thou was little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. That's a good question on tonight. That's for you and I as well, not only for Samuel. That's a good question for you and I on tonight. You and I have been anointed and appointed for such a time as this to walk in and fulfill our individual God purpose in the earth. So don't think that God made a mistake when he chose you to do a certain task in the earth that would be a kingdom building that would give God glory in through you in the earth. Again, don't forget who you are in Jesus Christ. And that's what the enemy wants you to look down on yourself and make you think that you're not worthy and you are not who God says you are. But you got to stand on God's word. Whose report are you believing on tonight? I believe the report of the Lord that I am who God says I am. And you are, my sister, my brother in Christ, you too are who God says you are. So once again, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 17, and Samuel said, when this is how he was thinking at the time, when thou was little in thine own eye, in thy own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. See, God has anointed each one of us for such not to be a king, but he has anointed you and I to do a job that only you and I can fulfill in the earth that would give him glory. So as Christians on tonight, we need to know that it is vital that we always remember Jesus Christ, and we must remember that he loves us and he has freed us from our sins by his own blood. That's found in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Again, Jesus loves us. He loves you. He loves me. I am so grateful that even in our sinfulness, he don't love our sins, but he loves us. Jesus loves us so much, and he has freed us, you and I, from our sins by his own blood. Again, that's found in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5. No, none of us deserve God's grace or his mercy. No, none of us could never pay mankind's sin debt. But Jesus Christ, God's only begotten and beloved Son, our intercessor, who is risen from the dead and is now interceding on our behalf, he is now sitting at the right hand of God in heaven tonight, making intercessions for all those that are saved in his name. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight that when we do sin, because just like the word said, all have sinned and come short and have come short of the glory of God. So God already knew that we were going to be sinning, and so that's why we are to be so grateful for Jesus Christ, our mediator, our intercessor, the one that stood in the gap for us and took the stripes and the beatings that we deserved on the cross, because he did not sin at all. He is sinless, was sinless when he was here on earth in the flesh. He was sinless, but he paid our sinful debt on the cross with his own blood. Aren't you grateful on tonight? So no matter what the world may say, no matter what people may say about you, no matter how they think about you, you got to remember who you are in Christ Jesus. You got to remember, and you got to know that the enemy always comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants to each of us to underestimate ourselves in the Lord. But I'm here to tell you on tonight, don't underestimate yourself. Don't look down on yourself. Don't say you can't do something that the Lord God said that you can do. Because again, the Word of God lets us know that we can do all things through Christ, because he is the one who gives us the strength. Aren't you glad on tonight that Jesus is the one that gives us strength, the strength that we need to move forward in the earth, to complete our and fulfill our individual God purpose? So here is a good and a great example of the feeling or knowing that your debt has been erased. I'm going to give you a good example. Again, here is a good example of the feeling of knowing that your debt has been erased, because we could not have done this on our own because of our sins. But we, again, thank God for Jesus Christ. He paid our sin debt on the cross with his own blood. So here is a good example. In 2019, some of you may have heard the story on the news, but in 2019, at the graduation ceremony at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, the commencement speaker announced, this is the commencement speaker of the graduating class of 2019, announced that he and his family would be donating millions of dollars to erase the student debt of all the entire graduating class of 2019. Out of that graduating class, one student had a $100,000 loan, was in debt for $100,000 in loans. That was just one student that was among the overwhelmed graduates who expressed their joys with tears and shouts as they heard the announcement that all of their debts would be paid off by the commencement speaker. And I can truly say that most of us, even as Christians on today, most of us have experienced indebtedness in some form or fashion, having to pay for homes, cars, education, medical expenses, or other things. But we've also known the amazing relief of a bill being stamped paid. What an awesome feeling to receive in the mail or receive a phone call telling you that your bill has been paid. So that's one worry. You can don't have to be going around worrying about that bill, because that bill, you're stressed out, you're worried, you're concerned, because you know you don't have the finances to pay those bills, or that certain particular bill that you're trying to get paid off, and you know you don't have the money to pay it off, and the collectors are constantly calling your house, sending you reminders about a certain bill that's overdue, and you know it needs to be paid. They know it needs to be paid, but you don't have the money. But for some reason, sometimes God makes a way, and he will use someone else to bless you, and he will pay that bill off for you through someone else, or he will allow you to receive some income that you wasn't expecting, and you were able to pay some bills off that you wasn't expecting to pay off as soon as you did. But you got that letter in the mail with the stamp on it that says the bill has been paid, it is paid in full. What a relief that is to know that your bill has been paid. That's some stress off of you. That's some burdens that you don't have to be going around carrying on your and some weights that you don't have to be no longer go around carrying, knowing that your bill has been paid. After declaring Jesus as the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of all, and I'm paraphrasing, the ruler of all the kings of the earth, one of Jesus' disciples, which was John, he worshipfully acknowledged his Jesus. Debt erasing work. Again, John, one of Jesus' disciples, he worshipfully acknowledged Jesus' debt erasing work. Some people don't catch that. Jesus' debt erasing work. In other words, what we just said, his finished work on the cross. Jesus paid our sin debt by his own blood on the cross for you and I that we don't deserve. But aren't you grateful that Jesus did it, and he did it out of love? So by saying to him who loves us and has freed us from our own sins by his blood, again, that's found in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. This statement is simple, but its meaning is profound. Or is letting every Christian of today know that the debt of Jesus Christ that he paid for all of our sins is better and greater than any surprise or announcement, even like the surprise or announcement that was made at Morehouse College for the 2019 graduation class. Even though that's good news, that was good news for them, but here's even better news for you and I that are saved in Jesus' name. The good news is that the death of Jesus Christ, the shedding of his blood on the cross, again, frees us from the penalty that our sinful attitudes, desires, and deeds deserve. We all deserve to die. We all deserve and should be in hell. But because of the grace of God, because of God's mercy, because of his love for us, because of the love that Jesus Christ has for mankind, for you and I, thank God that Jesus Christ, he loved us so much that he paid our sin debt on the cross. He freed us from the penalty of death. It's sinful because of our sinful attitudes, because sometimes we do have some nasty attitudes, and even as Christians, and our desires, sometimes we have desires that are not pleasing to God, and that's not God-like. And sometimes the deeds that we do in our bodies, the deeds, that the nasty words that come out of our mouths, yes, we know that we deserve to be cast away in hell. We deserve death. But again, thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Had he not came down from the cross, had he came down from the cross while he was on the cross, then we would not stand a chance. But I'm thankful on tonight that he came down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby. Why? Because he knew that had he not come down from glory to pay our sin, that we all would be doomed, and we all would be destined, and our eternity would be spent in hell. So I am grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ, he has paid our sin debt with his own blood. So our sin debt has been satisfied by God because of what his son Jesus Christ has done on the cross. Also, because those who believe in Jesus are given and have become a part of God's kingdom family. Aren't you grateful on tonight that you are now a part of God's kingdom family? I am so grateful to be a part of the kingdom family. That's why it's so important that we spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that we not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we go around and we spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that he died for everyone, He died for the sinners, those that are spiritually blind on tonight, that do not want to hear God's word, those whose hearts are hardened and do not believe that God is real, those who think that they can do whatever they want to do and won't have to give an account. We, as Christians on tonight, we know that that's not true. We thank God on tonight. The word of God lets us know that we all are going to stand before God one day, and we're going to give an account to God in the day of judgment for every deed that has been done in our bodies, the good and the bad. For those that are spiritually blind as well, you too, if you don't confess Jesus Christ and give him your heart and give him your life before your life is over, before God calls your name, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, God help you on tonight, because you now have an opportunity to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as you hear my voice. If you know that you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you have not asked him to come into your heart and save you, you know who you are. God knows who you are too. So you need to open your mouth, because this is real. Just as you are listening to me on tonight, just as you can hear my voice on tonight, this is real. Life is real. Our breathing, the breath of life, is real. But one day, there's going to come a time when we will not be able to breathe. We will not be breathing through our flesh, because the Lord will have called us home through death. And the word of God says it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that there will be the judgment. So even as we are Christians going through life's trials and tribulations, as we are experiencing different things in the earth and through in this world, and as we are trying to be Christ-like as Christians and trying to be doers of God's word and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, sometimes those that are in the body of Christ will sometimes judge you. Those that really do not know you, they think they know you, but they really don't know you, they will try to judge you, and they will try to tell you and others that you are not who you say that you are. You are not who God says you are. But you got to stand on God's word. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't allow other people to underestimate you. Even though they do, you don't have to accept it. Do not allow people to underestimate you and tell you what God told you, and then you're going to believe what the people say rather than what God says. Whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you standing on God's word? Again, the subtitle for tonight's message is, You Are Who God Say You Are. So again, it don't matter what the world say. It don't matter what people think about you, or who the world say that you are. Who do God say you are? So I believe the report of the Lord on tonight. And I hope you are trusting in the Lord to know that God is a faithful God. He has a perfect track record. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's totally in control at all times. And because of this good news, this is the reason no Christian today should underestimate themselves. When you and I pray and ask God's forgiveness of our sins, that's what we have to do, because again, the word of God says, all have sinned and come short of God's glory. So when we do sin, it's up to you, it's up to me. We have to go to God for ourselves and open our mouths and ask the Lord in prayer in Jesus' name. We have to ask the Lord God to forgive us of our sins in Jesus' name, and help us to turn away from those sins, because God is not his desire that any soul be lost. Once again, it's not God's desire that any soul be lost. And God do love us. He loves us even though we were sinners. Thank God for us that are those that are saved by grace through faith. We are saved through grace by faith. And thank God that we are. But we need to continue to remember that, again, we have to thank God for Jesus Christ. We have to be reminded that the blood of Jesus Christ, the precious, precious, holy, righteous, sacred blood, the sinless blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ paid our sin debt on the cross. What a blessing. Aren't you grateful on tonight Did you know that your sins have been forgiven, that they are washed away like they have never been committed? But even though that is true, the Word of God still lets us know that when we do sin, again, we have to open our mouth, we have to be sincere about it, and we have to ask Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins in order to move forward in our God purpose, so that we will be able to fulfill and complete our individual God purpose or purposes. Because some people in Christ, in the body of Christ, God has given more than them. God has given some Christians more than one purpose. Some Christians have multiple purposes in the earth. Why? Because God knows exactly what we can handle, and He knows who's going to be fully committed to fulfilling their individual God purposes in the earth. So sometimes God will give some Christians one purpose, just like He will give some Christians one talent. He will give some Christians three or four purposes, or three or four different talents or gifts, because He knows who can handle different amounts of gifts and talents that He gives us. So that's why I'm so grateful that God is in control and He's in charge, and He knows you and I better than we know ourselves. Aren't you glad tonight that God knows you better than you know yourself? I know I am, because I even let my own self down sometimes. Even as a Christian, I don't always get things right, and you don't either. So once we be honest with ourselves, because God already knows, because He sits high and He's looking low, and His eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the bad. So we do know that we do come short of God's glory. So we need to be grateful on tonight. We need to be constantly asking God to help us to know our God purpose. We need to be constantly asking God to help us remember who He said we are in Him, so that we don't allow the enemy, we don't let anyone of this world try to confuse us and try to come catch us blindsided and catch us off guard according to God's word, what God's word said that we are and who we are in Him. Who are you in Christ Jesus on tonight? You are a king's kid. You are princes. You are prince and princesses in the Lord. My sister, my brother, and Jesus Christ on tonight, we got to remember who we are in Christ Jesus on tonight. Again, we must be mindful, and we must never forget, and I'm going to repeat this again, that when you and I pray and ask God for forgiveness of our own sins, we also need to forgive ourselves of our sins. Again, when we ask God to forgive us, because He tells us in His word that when we ask for forgiveness of our sins in Jesus' name, He will forgive us, just like our sin had never been committed. So once God forgives us and we sincerely pray and ask for forgiveness of our sins, then we need to forgive ourselves. And that's a part of the problem in the body of Christ today. Some people in the body of Christ, they will ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins, but they get off their knees knowing that they have to ask God to forgive them of their sins, but they continue to carry that weight around, not forgiving themselves. And when you don't forgive yourself after God has forgiven you, you cannot walk in the Lord properly. You cannot do the work of the Lord the way He has ordained and called for you to do it correctly, His way, according to His will, when you have not forgiven yourself of your sins, when you have prayed earnestly and asked God to forgive you, and He has already forgiven you. So why would you hold on to that? That's another trick of the enemy. He wants you to believe that God won't forgive you, even though God's word tells us that we are forgiven in the name of Jesus when we seek Him earnestly and we pray and open our mouth and ask to be forgiven. We must believe that God has forgiven us. He heard our prayer, and He has forgiven us of our sins. So don't let the enemy fool you. Don't let the enemy continue to bamboozle you in the point that you don't think that God is true to His word, because God has a perfect track record. He has no reason to lie. Matter of fact, God cannot lie. The word of God tells us that He cannot lie. Neither can His son, the Son of God, neither should He repent. So we have to stand on God's word. We have to believe the report of the Lord. So again, don't underestimate yourself. You have to remember who God says you are in Him, even on tonight, no matter what it looks like, no matter how you feel. You need to stand on God's word. We need to remember what it says in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 tells you and I on tonight, my sister and my brother in Christ, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, meaning they won't last. Again, we as Christians, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, and I'm paraphrasing, which means they won't last. But should we be looking, as Christians, we should be looking and seeking the things which are not seen that are eternal. Once again, as Christians, even up to tonight, even as the world is going through different experiences, through this worldwide pandemic, this worldwide virus, the coronavirus, even through this and other things that the world is still going through and experiencing, even up today, racial destruction in the earth, hatefulness, enviousness, jealousy, you know, all these different things that are not of God, which are of the enemy, because, again, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy in any way he can, and he don't care who he views. The enemy don't care who he views. Again, just like God has no respect for persons, the enemy has no respect for persons either. He don't care who he used to get his job done, to destroy people's lives, to continue to have those that are spiritually blind, to have them spiritually blind and keep them spiritually blind, because even as God sends his anointed people their way to speak a word into their lives, whether they're in a hospital, a nursing home, or jail or prison, or in a halfway house or a shelter, sometimes even though some people are in different situations, they put themselves in, and God will send a word through his people their way to touch their hearts. And some people still, that are spiritually blind, still will not receive that word because their hearts have been hardened. And so we as Christians, that's why we have to continue to stay on God's word. We have to continue to go into the hedges and the highways. We must continue to go to the hospitals, to the nursing homes, to the jails and the prisons, and to the shelters and the halfway houses, because there are so many people that are in these different institutions that are underestimating themselves. And believe it or not, some of them are saved in Jesus' name, but have got caught up in different situations because of the enemy. And that's what causes some Christians that are incarcerated behind prison bars or in jails or whatever the case may be. Sometimes as Christians, we too can get caught up into the world situations and the world way of thinking, that we too can get caught up and be incarcerated. We too can get caught up and be so caught up into the world and allow the world to blind us, and we can get caught up in situations where we get in different relationships and the relationship don't work out, or marriage don't work out, and sometimes different ones have to end up in different, like a shelter for battered women and children. And sometimes even those people, some of them, if God sent his word their way, some of them still don't want to receive God's word, even though they are in the situation they are in. They are in a shelter. Some of them still do not want to receive or believe God's word, but yet they still want to cry out for help. They want people to help them, but they won't cry out to God. They'll cry out to you as a brother or sister in Christ, They'll cry out to you and I, but they won't go to God. They won't. They refuse to accept Jesus Christ as God's son. So that's why they're still spiritually blind. And so that's why we as Christians, we must continue to pray for them. We must continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. We must continue to try to encourage them in the words of the Lord. We must continue to try to lead them to Jesus Christ. We must continue to try to help them to know that they don't have to underestimate themselves as well. Even though they may not be saved in Jesus' name, they don't have to underestimate themselves. They don't have to believe the report of the world, to believe of the report that the enemy has told or said about them, whether they're saved or not. You still don't have to believe that report. You must believe the report of the Lord on tonight. And you must believe that you are who God says you are. My sister, my brother, especially for those of you that are saved in Jesus' name, we are King's kids. My sister, you are a princess. My brother, you are a prince in the Lord. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when he was here on the earth in the flesh, he never underestimated himself. He knew who he was. He knew that he was God's son. And he knew that he was here on earth in the flesh for a purpose, to fulfill a purpose, to fulfill the will of God. And he did his job because he knew, even though he was here on the earth in the flesh, he still knew who he was. He knew who God said that he was. So on tonight, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear, no matter what it feels like, no matter what you even think, you need to know without a doubt that you are who God says you are. And you and I, we should never, ever underestimate ourselves. Again, that's a trick of the enemy. Once we start underestimating ourselves, you find yourself getting in a state of depression, and you get in a place of starting being stressed out. These are different tricks of the enemy, and all these different things, being stressed out under pressure of not believing the report of the Lord, and we underestimating ourselves. And all of this cause harm and hurt to our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Some people are so caught up into not believing who they are in Christ that they have become physically sick. And that's exactly what the enemy does. Especially for those that are not saved in Jesus' name, and you're wondering why you're going around, and you're wondering why you're sick in your body, your mind, you can't think right. Because you have underestimated yourself. You don't believe who God says you are. But you need to, first of all, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, you first need to seek God in prayer. You need to open your own mouth, your parents, your mother, even though your mother was saved, your mother loved the Lord, your mother had prayed for you and your family, and your mother may have known that you're not saved, and you may be grown and you're still not saved. You know that your mother had been praying for you, your parents, your father, those that love you, that are saved in Jesus' name, have been praying for you and have been trying to lead you to God, but for some reason you still refuse to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, on tonight, you still have a chance. That's good news on tonight for those that are still spiritually blind. You still have a chance to get it right with God even on tonight. Even though you may have underestimated yourself thus far, as of today, as of right now, you can stop underestimating yourself, and you need to go around believing who God says you are in him. So on tonight, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you need to open your mouth and you need to honestly and sincerely seek God and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins on tonight. And he will do just that. And you need to ask God, you need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. And guess what? He will. That's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants you to be saved. He do not want any souls to be lost. God do not want any souls to be lost. I do not want to see any souls lost. I'm sure every believer that are saved in Jesus' name do not want to see anyone souls lost. Because we do have family members, some that have died and have gone on before us. And we already know without a doubt that some of them have died without accepting Jesus Christ. And we already know, unfortunately, where their soul is going to spend eternity. But if you are listening on tonight, and you know that you have not accepted Jesus Christ, don't let that be said of you. If you heard the word, but you refuse to accept Jesus Christ. You don't want to be like Pharaoh in the Bible days, in the Old Testament of the Bible, who was so hard-hearted that he did not believe anything that Moses was telling him that came from God, out of the mouth of God, that God was speaking through Moses until Pharaoh. And not only Pharaoh, but a lot of those in the Bible days that did not want to hear God's word, even today, even tonight. There are so many people in the world that do not want to hear God's word. But there's going to come a time that you will gladly want to receive and hear God's word. Don't let that get to the point of your life that that something has to drastically happen in your life before you receive the man or woman of God that God has sent your way to speak a word into your life out of the word of God. So don't become so hard-hearted that you become like Pharaoh. But at the end of the story, if you have watched that movie, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm sure that some of you that are listening on tonight, you've seen the story about the story of Moses. And at the end of the story, because he opened his own mouth and said that every firstborn child would die, must die, not knowing that his own son was going to be one of those in that number that would be killed, that would die. So, that being said, after God took his own Pharaoh's own son, after he died, and Moses came back, don't you know that on his deathbed before Pharaoh died, don't you know he opened his mouth and he said, "Your God is God. Your God is God." If you are not saved on tonight, don't let that be you. Don't let that be you that have to wait till the last moment for you to believe that God is who he is, and that Jesus is God's son, and he is who God says that he is, that he is our Redeemer. He is the Savior of the world. He is our soon coming King, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, he knew who he was when he was here in the flesh. He never, ever underestimated himself, even while being ridiculed, while being spat upon, while being scorned and lied upon and ridiculed, he and beaten and whipped for your sake and for mine, he still never underestimated who he was in God. He knew that he was God's son, and he knew his purpose. He knew why he was being beaten. He knew why he was being spat upon. He knew why he was dying on the cross. He knew that before he even left glory, he knew that he had a purpose that only he could fulfill in the earth that would give God glory. And aren't you glad on tonight, aren't you grateful that Jesus never underestimated himself and said that he could not do it, but out of love for God the Father and out of love for mankind, that he knew without a doubt, and he did not underestimate himself, but he told God that he would go down, he would pay man's bond. He would pay our sin debt with his own blood. And he did that. And I'm grateful that he did. I am so glad that Jesus is who he is. I am so grateful that Jesus never underestimated himself. I am so glad that he knew who he was in God. Because Jesus, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they're all one. They're connected. So Jesus knew who he was. So do you know who you are in Christ tonight? Are you underestimating yourself on tonight? Well, if you are, that's good news. You can stop underestimating yourself. Why? Because the word of God says you can cast all your cares upon me. That's what Jesus said. Cast all your cares upon me. Why? Because I care for you. And when he said that, that means that you don't. When he cares for you, you don't have to go around underestimating yourself. You don't have to go around doubting yourself. You don't have to go around saying that you cannot do this, you cannot do that. You cannot do what God has called you to do. That's a trick of the enemy. When God says you can do a thing and he has anointed you and appointed you to do a certain job, if you're truly saved in his name, he has already equipped you to do that job. So you must know who you are in Jesus Christ, just like David and Goliath. David knew who he was in Christ Jesus. He stood up to Goliath, even though he was a small child. But look what he accomplished, because he did not underestimate himself. He knew who he was in Christ Jesus. He knew who he was in God. And he got the victory. David, that little boy with that rock and slingshot, what God did through him, he took down Goliath. Not only did he take him down, he cut off his head. David, the little boy. So what about you and I on tonight as Christians? Don't underestimate yourself. Never underestimate yourself. Never allow people to get you to the point. Even some Christians, even some churchgoers, don't let anyone get you to the point that you underestimate yourself. Believe it or not, there are some pastors, there are some people in position in the Lord's house, in the body of Christ, that God has given positions to. Sometimes they can get out of their character. Sometimes they can get beside themselves, and they will start judging people, not according to God's word. And they will start telling people certain things about themselves that they cannot do certain things, and they will have people to underestimate themselves. As a leader in the body of Christ, that is not of God. If you are going about helping people to underestimate themselves, that is not of God. You need to check yourself. You need to go around. You need to ask God to forgive you of your sins, that you would stop going around helping people think and making people think that they're not who God said they are, because you're trying to make them think that they are who you say they are. But they need to know who God says they are. They need to know that they don't have to go around underestimating themselves because of who you may think you are in Christ. Even though you may be their under-shepherd, you may be their pastor, but that don't give you the right to put in someone's mind or anything that would give them even a notion or the thought to underestimate themselves. You are to build them up in Christ Jesus according to God's word. You're not going around judging them according to your knowledge, and you're not to go around browbeating people. That's not your job. Your job is to teach them and preach to them the word of God and instruct them as God gives you his word and leads you through his Holy Spirit. That's your job, is to preach and teach God's word to his people, that souls be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through the word of God, not through your opinions, not through your feelings, and your personal feelings. I have seen pastors across the pulpit, even in the midst of a service, downgrade people and talk about people that they know that's not right, and they would do it right in the middle of a service, knowing that that person is sitting right there in the middle of the congregation, and now all the eyes are on that individual. They're not no longer listening to the word of God. Now they're more focused on what their pastor has said about the individual that may be in the congregation that the pastor don't really care for, or the pastor don't think that person is in the position or fulfilling their God purpose the way that he or she think they should. But that's not your job. Your job is to preach and teach the word of God and to pray for your congregation, that they do receive the word, they do understand the word of God as you preach and teach the word of God to them through the Holy Spirit, that their faith will be increased and built up, so that they too won't have to go around underestimating themselves because of what people say or what people think about them. But they too will be able to realize and know what the word of God says about them, and they will start going around saying who God says that they are. So that's the word of God for tonight. I pray that this word has been a blessing to someone tonight. that you don't have to go around underestimating yourself. Again, whose report do you believe on tonight? Do you really believe that you are who you are? You are who God says you are on tonight. If you are saved in Jesus' name, don't let anyone go around telling you that you're not saved, that you're not a child of God. If you are truly saved in Jesus' name, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you have a personal relationship with God, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you're walking in your God purpose in the earth, don't let anyone try to make you think that you're not doing what God called you to do. Because sometimes, and in most cases, those people are jealous. Those people that come to you and tell you that you're not who you are in Christ Jesus, believe it or not, most of them that come to you, if they have the nerve to tell you that, they are jealous of you. They are envious of who you are and what gifts God has endowed you with, your gifts and your God purposes, your God talents. And they are jealous of that. They may not ever tell you, but that's what it is. That's what it boils down to. So you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus, no matter how jealous someone may be of you because you're walking in your God purpose, even though they are not. And they have the same chance and opportunity to walk in their God purpose just like you and I. If they're not doing it, that's on them. Don't let them not walking in their God purpose stop you from walking in yours. Don't let anyone stop you from fulfilling your God purpose. Again, as I have always said in the past, if you don't know your God purpose, even on tonight, it's very simple. Be sincere when you pray. Open your mouth and ask the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, ask Him to forgive you of your sins first and your transgressions. Then you need to ask God to reveal and show to you what your God purpose is. Because we are not here by accident. You have a purpose. If you are breathing, if you are here, if you can hear my voice, you are here on earth for a reason. I may not know what that reason is, but God knows. And if you don't know what your God purpose is, you have a chance, even on tonight, to ask God to show you and reveal to you what your God purpose is. And guess what? He will do that because He wants you to fulfill your God purpose on the earth because only you can fulfill it. That's why you're here. So on tonight, again, I pray that you have received this word. I hope it's been a blessing to someone. I hope it has been helpful to someone on tonight to never, ever underestimate yourself. No matter how it feels, how you even look at yourself, according to God's word, never, ever underestimate yourself. You should always be seeking God. And if you don't know who you are in Him, you can ask Him that question also. You need to ask Him to show you who you are in Him. And that too. Not only will He show you your God purpose, but He will show you who you are in Him as well. So again, I hope this lesson has been a blessing to the listeners on tonight as we get ready to close out for tonight. Continue to stand in God, stay in the Word of God, continue to stand on your faith, continue to be careful as we go to and fro in the earth or wherever you live, whatever city or state or country that you're in, be careful. Continue to be mindful of the rules and the laws of the government where you are living that, whatever they tell you to do, follow those rules and regulations. If you are going out to the grocery stores, like they say, or wherever you're going, if it's a church or wherever you may be going, if you go to a crowd of people, make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure that you stay at least six feet or more from other people. Like when you're in restaurants or wherever you may be, in stores, shopping, make sure you're 6 feet or more apart from one another. So we're going to continue to be prayerful as we continue to go through this worldwide pandemic, continue to encourage one another in the Lord and encourage one another in God's word. So we want to continue to be, again, faithful doers of God's word, not just hearers only. So as we get ready to close out for tonight, I want you to know that on this coming Saturday, this coming Saturday, Pastor Norman King, on June 27th, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by the word of God through Pastor Norman King. Well, as we get ready to close out tonight, I'm asking you all to please pray with me once again. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God and you are God alone, and you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you for your word on tonight, Heavenly Father, that reminds us and lets us know that we don't have to go around underestimating ourselves, that we are who you say that we are in you. So I pray to Heavenly Father that your word has gone forth with power on tonight, that it has been received in love, that your people will be built up and stricken and edified through this word on tonight, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. It's our prayer that should there be any listener that has tuned in on tonight, that they too will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and they will ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, so that they too will come to know who they are in you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, and they will come to know their God purpose. And they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we come again, thanking you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we continue to lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ that have believed on tonight, continue to comfort and strengthen each one of them, wherever they are. Continue to heal and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land in their bodies, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Continue to bless our world leaders. Continue to bless our pastors and shepherds that you have anointed and appointed to be the watchers, overseers of our souls, and watchmen on the wall that are standing in your word, Heavenly Father, that's teaching and preaching your word, truly being living examples of your word. Heavenly Father, continue to bless them. Continue to bless the works of their hands, their families, and the ministries that you have placed them over. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people of God said, amen. Well, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Well, until next time, we're going to continue to do what? We're going to continue to pray ye one for another. So that's my prayer for you tonight, that we continue to encourage one another in the word of God, continue to pray one for another. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.